Okay, I feel like I woke up in the 80s in maybe Barcelona.
Try Madrid.
No, seriously, what is this?
This is a brand new compilation by Spanish DJ Kigo called A Spanish Boogie Volume 2. And it's just a compilation of Spanish post-disco songs from the 80s, some rescued from obscurity, some bizarre, some are disco anthems. The first volume was so successful that this compilation is kind of like an encore. And what we're hearing right now is an artist from the 80s called Lain, who I was researching, but I couldn't find much about him other than this song, which me loving the 80s is a treat.
What's up with the 80s coming back in style? I mean, musically. Listen, let me tell you something about the 80s. I think the music industry saw that they could make a lot of money on post-disco dance music. And, you know, they sort of rammed it down our throats in the 80s. I mean, it was everywhere. It was in clubs, radio, TV, sporting events. I mean, you really couldn't get away from it, and there was a huge backlash against it. I mean, I spent most of the 80s listening to jazz and the Grateful Dead, and I think we missed a lot of very well-crafted music because of that overreaction.
For someone like me, who grew up in the 90s that was all about grunge and waif and minimalism, and then I'd see these 80s records from my cousins with all this exuberant hair and makeup, and honestly, I kind of yearned for an era in which it was okay to wear bright red lipstick and poofy hair and purple glitter on your eyelids.
I can see you wearing all that, no problem.
Dude, in another life.
Okay, Jazz, this week we're going to be hearing some new releases from throughout Latin America and Spain, which means we're going to be hitting some nightclubs, we're going to be hitting some beaches.
And some Andean towns where pumpkins turn into musical instruments.
Cool.
I'm Jasmine Garce.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Strike a pose. This is Alt Latino.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, Jazz, why are we listening to another 80s song?
Hang in there, Felix. This is an 80s classic, an absolute classic, and it was recently remade into, ready for it?
Yeah.
A surprisingly poignant tango version. But first, let's talk a little bit about this original version. Okay, so let me set this up. Carlos Berlanga is a Spanish musician who back in the 80s was part of a very popular pop group called Alaska y Dinarama. And they were totally like this Spanish version of Culture Club with Boy George. I mean, we're actually going to include one of their videos on our website. It's npr.org/altlatino. So listeners can see, and even if you have no idea who we're talking about, this is an 80s gem that you have to take a look at. The metallic jackets, green bras, excessive.
Oh, no.
Dude, I would come to work dressed like this if it was even legal. There's a disco ball, and it's awesome. And some of Alaska y Dinarama's songs became gay anthems, notably the song A Quien Le Importa, or Who Cares? Now, I know we're having a good time making fun of this cheesy 80s songs, but there's a deeper meaning here that I want to talk about.
Okay.
This whole movement of Spanish 80s music, which was called Movida or La Movida Madrileña, which was very gay-friendly, exuberant, and gaudy, you gotta keep in mind, this came at the heels of Spanish dictator Francisco Franco's death.
Correct.
So it was like after years of very brutal repression, I mean, actually decades, it's like this explosion of expression, of sex and glitter that everyone had been hiding in their basement. So, you know, really think about that when you're hearing this cheesy 80s music and this song in particular that says, who cares what I do? Who cares what I say? This is who I am, and this is how I'm going to be. I will never change.
That's very powerful. Okay,
Now, this particular song that we're listening to, A Quien Le Importa, was recently remade in a tribute album called Viaje Satélite Alrededor de Carlos Berlanga, or A Satellite Trip Around Carlos Berlanga. And it was redone by one of Alt Latino's favorite artists, Spanish singer Bebe.
Yes, we like her a lot.
La gente me señala, me apuntan con el dedo. Susurra mis espaldas y a mí me importa un bledo. ¿Qué más me da si soy distinta a ellos? No soy de nadie, no tengo dueño. Yo sé que me critican, me consta que me odian. La envidia les corroe mi vida, les agobia. ¿Por qué será? Yo no tengo la culpa, mi circunstancia les insulta. Mi destino es el que yo decido, el que yo.
Okay, that's quite a mood change. I can hear the melody in the bandoleón, but that's about where it ends. This is really nice.
It's controversial because she did it in a tango version, and I think it's beautifully done. Because, you know, women in tango, women who sing tango traditionally are like these very strong, urban, insolent, sexy characters. Like, kind of like, think of female rappers, okay? Because it was a man's game.
Sure.
And so for to be a woman in that game, you had to be hardcore. And this song is all of the above. So to me, it just sounds perfect to hear this woman mouthing off, flipping the world off in tango.
Quizá la culpa es mía por no seguir la norma. Ya es demasiado tarde para cambiar. Ahora me mantendré firme en mis convicciones. Reforzaré mis posiciones. Mi destino es el que yo decido, el que yo elijo para mí. ¿A quién le importa lo que yo haga? ¿A quién le importa lo que yo diga? Yo soy así y así seguiré, nunca cambiaré. ¿A quién le importa lo que yo haga? ¿A quién le importa lo que yo diga? Yo soy así y así seguiré, nunca cambiaré.
Okay, can we please stop with the 80s music, though? I mean, I'm telling you, I had to live through that decade.
Come on, it wasn't that bad.
It was a moment.
Why? Everyone who lived through the 80s says they don't want to relive it. But I'm telling you, it looked great.
It looked great. Okay, well, that's another theme for another podcast some other time.
We can come back to this current decade, but we cannot stop dancing yet.
Check that chocolate, mamita rica, let's do sabrosia. Con la manita de Atenea, lady presidia de Atenea. Check that chocolate. Mamita rica, let's do sabrosia. Con la manita de a te lleva, lady fresita de a te lleva.
Y tú me llamas lady fresita, cuando me miras tú te pones dinamita.
Tú no te quejes mi florecita, que al saludarte ya te pones calientita.
Okay, shake what you got. What is that?
This is a less controversial song. This is a group called Plastic Caramelo, and they are based in New York by way of Colombia. And what they're doing is something called, ready for it?
Hit me.
Glampeta.
Which is?
Glampeta is a mix of glam, cumbia, dancehall, and a genre we haven't talked about previously on this show, which is champeta. And Felix, why don't you tell our audiences what champeta is?
Well, champeta is kind of a combination of things. Based in Colombia, originated in Colombia, it's a combination of musical styles, like popular music styles, African musical styles, and also it's like a reflection of like a lifestyle too. So it's a whole, and sound system stuff that they're doing there in Colombia. It's a whole bunch of different things.
Champeta is really big. Every time I talk to a Colombian, they recommend that I listen to Champeta. Now, Felix, I feel like we're hitting a real nice groove.
We're moving, man. Go.
How about I take you a little deeper south? I'm talking deep south in South America. And I'm talking about Chile.
Let's go.
Now, listeners who have been following us on the web at nprmusic.org have gotten a chance to savor a taste of Chile's rich hip-hop culture.
And what she's talking about is a visit and a concert we got in our office a while back from Chilean rapper Ana Tijoux. Now, if you haven't checked it out, you can do your ears a favor and treat them to her music and her rapping. And she's one of Chile's biggest MCs. And we had her here upstairs for a Tiny Desk concert.
She was awesome. Ana Tijoux used to be in a hip-hop group called Maquisa. And one of her former bandmates, Chilean rapper Seo Dos, recently released a new album called Por Puro Amor al Rap, or For Pure Love of Rap. And this is my favorite track called Photo Flashback, and it features Chilean rapper Seo Dos, also with MC Vitami.
Cinco vueltas para rebobinar, olores, sabores para degustar, imágenes que atrapan no se borrarán. Yo entrando, Vitami en el acto, hasta leyes coronadas de júbilo y tacto. Ipso facto, recuerdos, la memoria oculta arranca de los cerdos.
You know, this sounds like this could be from anywhere.
Yeah, and by that, I think you mean it's great.
It's universal. I mean, the themes and the approach is just, it's universal.
This is Seo Dos's second solo album, and I'm going to be very honest. As a whole, I wasn't sure about this album. A lot of it sounded like he hasn't entirely found his own voice. But there were some very hot tracks, like this one, which is just a tight beat. Anyone can get into it. And this features a female MC called Vitami, who we're hearing right now. And she just shines in this track. The thing is, if you don't speak Spanish, I think you're missing half the fun. Because, you know, it's rap, so lyrics are very important. Imagine some of your favorite English language hip-hop songs without understanding the lyrics, and that would really take away a lot. It's just basically a song about reminiscing about growing up, and she says, the smell of school, apples, lunchboxes, neighborhood fights, stories that keep moving, time that does not bargain, the world makes sure to get its payback. It sounds better in Spanish, so you'll have to trust us. The girl has talent.
Segundos en que se pasa la vida, tres miradas en retrospectiva, cuatro líneas para entender la rima, uno recuerdo en cada esquina, dos segundos en que se pasa la vida, tres miradas en retrospectiva, cuatro líneas para entender la rima.
Okay, Jess, can we take a break from the disco club?
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, I want you to guess where this band is from.
Okay. California.
No, not yet. Listen, what about
it's
now?
California.
Wait.
Oh, okay, wait.
Close.
No, this is in Portuguese.
Yes, well, this is a band called Sambada, and they're from the California coastal city of Santa Cruz, out near where I grew up. And
so I was right on both counts.
Correct.
Okay.
As you can hear, there are some serious Brazilian percussionists in the group and some native Portuguese speakers doing the singing. The two vocalists are in fact from Brazil, and they put together a band with some California musicians who played rock and funk and other styles, and this past summer they released their third album called Gente.
Gente.
Gente. Okay, my Portuguese isn't what it is, what it's supposed to be.
That means people.
And this is what happens when you combine the capoeira.
The Brazilian martial arts and dance.
Yeah, that. When you combine that with the serious surf culture along Central California beaches. And this sounds like party music to me.
So, Felix?
Yes?
Do you want to listen to something relaxing?
Oh, yeah, I could use that right about right now.
Okay.
Oh, my God. How is this relaxing?
Define relaxing.
I don't know, but I don't know if this is it. I think I'll make it. Thank you.
Felix's face, he looked like he was going to pass out. This is Le Almeida from Brazil and their brand new song, Transporbidasaus. You know, I've been rediscovering the Rio de Janeiro music scene, and for non-Portuguese speakers, this can be a daunting task, you know, to explore underground Brazilian music. Because of that language barrier, which I think a lot of people, when it comes to Brazil, rely on what big labels feed them. Which, although there's a lot of great major label bands coming out of Brazil, there's
sure.
also a universe of independent music that deserves attention. And hopefully every show will be bringing you a few of those lesser-known Brazilian bands.
You know, I kidded you about the music, but this is really, the music's well made. And even if you don't understand Portuguese like me and maybe some of our listeners, musically, it's very interesting to listen to.
Oh, this is great.
Air guitar time. You call that relaxing? Now, let me tell you, as a parent, I'm going to tell you something. You must have been one of those nightmare children who never took naps.
You know what? My mom was always getting called into my kindergarten because during nap time, I was that kid who would plant chaos into the hearts and minds. If I were to ever take a nap, I would probably get in the mood for that with another new release out of Brazil, and that's by Silvia Machete, and I would pick her song Sábado e Domingo, or Saturday and Sunday.
It's a stylistic turn, for sure, from the last band. But still, and you know, it's a great song. I really like it.
This is a sweet, playful song. And You know, another find out of Rio de Janeiro and her music. Silvia Machete's music is a reflection of how quirky she herself is. You know, Felix, her whole persona is very 1920s flapper girl style. But believe it or not, her roots are in the circus.
Really?
She started out as a trapeze artist and a juggler, and she's traveled the world doing circus acts. So, you know, this kind of carnivalesque, joyful, playful feeling of the music is no coincidence.
It does sound kind of circusy.
Okay, Felix, let's get serious for a minute.
Okay.
Listeners who follow our blog know that we've been covering the musical aspect of the immigration debate.
And that would be a movement called Soundstrike, which is a coalition of artists, recording artists of all genres, who have vowed to boycott, to not play in the state of Arizona as a protest against the controversial immigration legislation there.
And who have also penned songs protesting.
A number of them have, correct.
And that's a list that, you know, keeps growing. And a recent addition is the American band Bright Eyes. And they recently penned a song called Coyote Song. And, well, I don't know, let's just listen to that.
Sleep. I dream of you so often, it's like you never leave. But you've gone below the border with the nightmare in between. I'm sending the coyote to bring you back to me.
The story that this song tells is it's a really sad story. It's not just about immigration. It's about a couple that is divided by a deportation. And that's why, you know, it's kind of a love story that he's telling. And we're going to link to the video for this song on our website. It's actually really beautiful. He's playing his piano right by the border fence, and there's just nothing but the fence, and he's playing.
So I'll meet you there tomorrow. If I can have you to myself. Inside the time I tried to occupy, a waste since you've been away. It's hard, the plans were stalled. I'm calling cards, I can't see your poker face. Well, your voice is sounding so brave. Distracted by the color of the sky, as a copper wire sunset plays a lullaby. It's just to know they've stolen another day from you and I. It gets me feeling low down when the moon is full. About to take a place that's safe, that you might wait a day. And on some broken dawn that finally comes just as I was losing faith. You keep every promise you make.
One thing that Soundstrike has done, I think, is pretty interesting, is that a lot of artists have decided to weigh in about how they feel about this immigration law and immigration in general here in the United States. And a lot of them are not using folk, you know, Latin folk rhythms or styles to do it. They're doing it within their own genre and their own stylistic expression. And this song is one of those. It's a fascinating thing to hear the stories they're telling, but within, you know, their own musical style.
Sending the coyote to bring you back to me. Yes, I'm sending the coyote to bring you back to me.
Well, Felix, I always save the best for last. And I have a little something for the musically daring, which I saved for last.
Uh-oh.
It's Argentine band Tremor.
It's very folkloric.
First of all, I just musically it blows my mind. I mean, listen to those kind of, it's like a violin-like sound. It sounds like hyenas. Now, this is a band that describes its style as digital folclórico, digital folklore. And remember that in last week's show, we featured another awesome, awesome Argentine band called Chancha Via Circuito.
That was amazing.
This band, Tremor, is very similar, but I think they're a little more hardcore. They're just more of a head trip. And this song is a perfect example. It's a mix of digital music and traditional Argentine folk style called Chacarera. And it's a remix of a song by a band called Semilla. And it's called La Chacarera del Engaño, or the Chacarera of the Cheater. So as you guys can guess, it's about a man who's caught cheating. The vocalist is so raw. It really sounds like she's yelling at the guy. The lyrics go, "Not only were you my owner, you were my suffering. You tore up my path, and now I cannot return."
Again, another band doing a lot of interesting stuff, sort of breaking the rules and making the rules up at the same time. This is really cool. I like it.
You know, another interesting thing about this band is that they traveled throughout Argentina looking for new instruments and sounds. And along the way, they found something called the sacha guitarra, which is like a mix between guitar, violin, and charango. And it's built with a hollowed out gourd or pumpkin and four strings.
And wow, sounds elaborate.
It's actually quite simple. And it's called sacha guitarra because in the indigenous language Quichua, which is still spoken in northwestern Argentina, sacha means from the mouth. You know, not all the songs we play on this show are available on iTunes or Amazon. We like to shine a light on lesser known bands.
Or independent.
Mm-hmm. What we're going to do is you're going to find links to every band on our show website.
So you'll be able to explore their music, purchase their music if they're selling it, or at least be able to hear more from the band. And you can find that at npr.org/altlatino.
Felix, I wish we could do this show forever.
We'll be back next week.
I'm Jasmine Garza.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Wait, we gotta thank Mike Katzeff.
Mike Katzeff is the man behind the buttons.
He makes this show happen. So
thank you, Mike, for making us sound good.
Thanks, Mike. This has been Alt Latino.
We'll see you next week. Mm-hmm.